This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au. It's Get Around, Not Just Charlie, here on The Drive Show. Dan and Julie Tyson is in the house with me today. Jules, it's good to have you here.
Oh, it's good to be here.
I love that song, and it actually it made me want to learn a new instrument. I want to learn the sax.
Yeah, wow.
I want to learn the sax, and I'm told it's not that hard.
That's exciting.
I know, and if you played didge before, they say, it'll be a walk in the park for you.
Yeah, you'll have that breathing down.
I'll have the breathing down. I don't know about the what am I doing here? Fingers. You played clarinet.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. What? How hard is that? Is that good?
It's good. But yeah, you need to.
I was trying to rack my head.
Your posture's important, and you got to have good lungs.
Why posture?
You won't get a proper sound.
That is like didge with your diaphragm. You've got to get your diaphragm. I was trying to rack my head thinking about what clarinet sounds like. So, for those who don't know, this is clarinet. It's kind of a little bit, would you say, eerie?
It can be.
Can be eerie. Yeah. It's like a curlew almost when you hear the. You know you're in trouble there.
You can get some really good sounds out of it.
Yeah, nice one. We're mixing things up for the last couple of weeks here on 98.9 for the best country. You're going to hear some different voices, and we're really happy that you're here with us, Jules, because you go back a long way.
It's good to be here. It really is.
Let's talk about when did you start with us way back when?
I started in 93, so that was when the station started.
You started
at the beginning. But I wasn't there, right at the very beginning.
All right. And how did you?
Well, I used to listen to Murray Hour back in the day on 4ZZZ all the time and ring up and request shows. I don't know. I had a love for radio, and it was very exciting to hear Aboriginal music on the radio.
Because it wasn't played anywhere
ever.
Else?
Ever. And that was back in the day when you'd go down to the payphone and put your money in and say, hey, brother, can you play a song for me, but can you wait 15 minutes because I've got to run back home? So they'd always do that. But, yeah, I used to listen. And then when they had the idea of making Murray Radio, 24 hours instead of a couple of hours, well, it actually went from a few hours to a couple of days on Triple Z, and then they started to put it out there that if you wanted to work in the industry, we were looking for some people, and so I just got on the phone and I kept ringing Ross, and I did not stop ringing him. And I ran into him out in the community one day, and he said, oh, you're the one who keeps ringing me up. Won't you come on in? So I went in, and
This was at the old building, Fairfield Road, you're on
Fairfield Road, up on the 8th floor. Yeah. That was before we had the 6th floor too, so and, yeah, Dusty was there and, it was the old crew. And, he just said, come on in and let's see how you go. I remember going in the studio and doing a little read, and from there they just said, what do you think? And started off voluntary, and wasn't too long I ended up doing the morning show.
Wow.
Which was really exciting.
What time was that?
9 to midday.
Yeah, and what was
it was mainly community stuff and interviewing what's happening in the community, Murray and other stuff in the community, and, just letting people know what's going on out there and how they can be involved if they want to.
I remember listening back in the day before I was ever involved in the station, and I was always sort of listening from the outside going, oh, man, wouldn't it be so cool to do that, work in radio and be amongst people like yourself and Dusty and Uncle Pete and Tig himself. It was always sort of a thing that I was drawn to. But you guys were there from the very start, and
it's a good job, isn't it?
I wouldn't call it. It's not a job. It's your father used to say to you, find something you love, and you never have to work a day in your life. And I'm testament to that. I've been here, over 15
it's
years.
It's really great to come back and see you're still here, Dan. And it's
and Trish.
I hope you guys are so proud because it's good. Yeah, and Trish, almost a lifetime she's been here.
Yeah.
But really good too. The feeling here is great, and it's just lovely to see, we had some funny times back at Fairfield.
I want to ask you about some funny times very shortly. Now, Julie, we're reminiscing Some funny stories from back in the day. Have you got some for me? Because I can think of a couple. And they usually involved Steve Mungandai.
Or Dusty.
Dusty. Look, the list is as long as this studio is.
Al Walsh.
Walsh. The names go on. Yes.
But yeah, I do remember one night in particular before we went 24 hours. So we, would have to man the station. I think it was dead air from 10 till 6. And
really?
Then we started to get the tape that would go through. So, yeah, we only had so many hours of air.
When you say tape, you mean actual tape.
Yeah, the real to real.
The real to real, man, oh, man. We've had young people come in here and look, point in that CD library and go, what are they?
Yeah, wow.
So, look, we've come so far. But, yes, real to real was actual tape.
It was. But, yeah, so we're in late at night and Dusty was on air and I'm getting some stuff ready and in the Studio B, some interviews and things. And Paul was one of the people that used to come in and do some recording back when we were doing Living in Jagera Country
albums. Yeah, yeah. Not Paul from down the hall either. This is a different Paul.
Nah, this is maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
His surname escapes me at
the
moment.
He was in the band, wasn't he?
He was in the band eventually with Blind Dog and the Reverend playing bass. But, yeah, he used to come into AAA and help out with producing and recording stuff. But he lived in a bus, so everything happened in his bus. And there was always some funny stories. So, anyway, doing the good thing, I thought I'll offer him some food because he was kind of a hippie dude and we had some leftovers. So we said, oh, you can help yourself to that if you like. We go in the studio doing our thing. Me not thinking, Paul doesn't know how to use a microwave. He's never used one in his life. So I'm doing what I'm doing and then I hear Dusty, he hits the mic and he says through the studio, Tyson, there's something burning out there. And we open the doors and the place is just smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where Paul was. The thing was still in the microwave.
Wow.
The Tupperware container was on fire. Like I've never seen this. So we've got all the windows open and we're trying to get all the smoke out. And oh no, Tiger decides to drive past. And
because
he sees all the windows open, he knows something's going on. So he comes up and we had to tell him what happened. But yeah, there was always some crazy stuff going on because we didn't want the sprinklers and the smoke alarms to go off.
Unbelievable.
Because it was close to 10 at night or whatever. But yeah.
If I know Dusty, there was a few more expletives.
In
that little rant. He picked up the phone. But look, it's awesome to have you here and to catch up with you again. You've been living out in the bush, and how's it been moving back to the city?
Oh, wow. Brisbane's changed a real lot.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty hectic when I left.
Traffic wise and buildings?
There's just so many people, so many cars, so much traffic. Yeah, there's buildings everywhere. And yeah, it's funny. You drive down the street sometimes and you kind of feel like, where am I? But then, it's like, oh, I just lost my bearings for a minute because there's roads everywhere and everything's changed. But it's good to catch up with, yourself and a lot of different mob that I haven't seen for a long time. And it's good to be back in Murray Country. Yeah.
100%. Yeah, no, we've had, I've had some good yarns over the last couple of days about, some of those memories and some of the good times we had at the old place because that's where we spent many years in that building.
Really good.
Every time I drive past there, I still get I still get emotional because when the floods came through in 2011, that place went under.
Yeah, wow. I remember you telling me. Yeah.
And I've got some photos actually. I'll show you the photos of the water up to level 2. And Tig actually had to come and rescue me in his in his big truck because I was driving in to do brekkie that morning. See, and I'm ringing him as I'm driving on Fairfield Road and I said, hey, boss, looks like there's a bit of water coming up. And you could call Tiger any time of the day or night and he'd pick up. And he goes, stay there, I'm coming. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Scary.
And he comes up over the railway line where it dips down there after the golf course. And at this point, the waves are just sort of, it was like waves. They were lapping up against the thing and I'm going, oh, she's coming up here. Anyway, jump in the car with Tiger and he starts heading towards the station. I'm going, what are you doing? We've got to go the other way. This is where it gets, he's like, no, we'll be right, we'll be right. And I've looked out the window because it's still a bit dark. I've looked out the window and the water is coming up to the side of the window. He's just laughing.
Goodness.
And, yeah, it was crazy. But we got there and just sort of had a look around and took some photos and stuff. And I've got one photo of, you know, the building there, water up to level two with a family of ducks.
Wow.
Swimming straight past. And I was like, yeah, this is surreal.
So did you go back in the building after the flood? Yeah,
once the flood came out, we lost a lot of our archives, a lot of the old reel-to-reel stuff and a lot of paperwork.
Oh,
it was all in the storage joint next door, you see.
That's sad.
Yeah.
There'd be some good stuff.
I know. Well, you know, the stuff that we did sell, which was there, but, like, you know, some big boxes of things and your dats and old tapes and that sort of stuff. And you do wonder what was on there because, yeah, a lot of it was unmarked, so... I'm blaming you for that, Julie. You didn't mark the things properly. All right. This is 98.9 FM for the best country. Dan and Julie driving you home. We'll have a weather update from James from the Bureau of Meteorology very shortly. Stay with us.